Well, good afternoon, Mr. Conway and the Hopkins Junior High School Advanced Orchestra. My name is Troy Davis. I'm the director of bands at Aragon High School in San Mateo, California. And I am looking forward to hearing your performance this afternoon at the Area 3 Band and Orchestra Festival at Pleasanton Middle School. Nice accents there, violas, cellos, in the third bar. I like your phrasing and I like what you're doing with this. I also like that you're getting out of the way at measure eight while the seconds and then violas take over the melody. You're just connecting your line. You are playing with good balance and listening quite well to what's going on around you. Okay, violas and cellos in measure 18. Da, 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 da. I don't feel quite like you're getting that A high enough. You're having a little bit of difficulty with the intonation on that. Very good rhythm, but I think you can tighten up the intonation on that just a hair. Nice job getting out of the way. Nice job. You know, concert mistress, you could even play that a little bit more. Everyone else is out of the way, but this is your chance to shine. Usually when we have a big solo like that, the dynamics are soloistic dynamics, different from ensemble dynamics. So you could really play that out, more presence in the tone. Good job, bassist, cello, viola on your legato melody there, and excellent job. Violins getting out of their way and letting them play it. Nice work. Okay, viola and violin there. I like what you're doing. I think you can have more fun with it. It sounds like you might be a little afraid to play that, especially because it's supposed to be dissonant, but I think that's what makes it exciting. I think you need to dig into that dissonance in the melody and bring it out, play on that a little bit more. It's just a little too tentative. I want you to be a little bit more confident with that. Nice job, violas and violins there at 65. That was really clean. Dun, da, 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 dun, da, 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 dun, dun. Nice job on that. Good work. Excellent work. Nice. That's a really big potential pitfall on the downbeat of 71. A place where many orchestras would just step in it. And you did a great job of releasing, watching, and allowing the silence to be part of the music. A lot of people don't put as much importance on rests as they should. And I think what you did there was quite fabulous. You integrated that rest into the music in exactly the way it should have been. Good work. I would even separate that more. I believe it says spiccato. Yeah. So you could separate that a lot more. And if I'm correct, I believe spiccato means bounce the bow, right? So that should be a lot more buoyant. Great rhythm, great rhythmic integrity. especially on the syncopated lines there, viola, cello, basses. You're really keeping it together quite well. Bring out a little bit more of the interplay between the first and the second violins here. I think you can put more emphasis on all those accents, you know? You might even want to try doing all 8 of those quarter notes in 114 and 115 down bow. Nice job. Nice playing. Yeah, experiment with that, Mr. Conway, and strings, and see if you can get just a little bit more intensity in the tone quality if you do all of those down bow. I think it's going to really change the feel of that. Might make it quite a bit more exciting. I mean, what an incredible job you did with a very challenging piece of music. We're talking about some very subtle things here that are just going to take it up to the next level. I'm pleased that you're such superb musicians, that you're listening to each other. Every time I look up, there's somebody watching Mr. Conway. That's fantastic, as it should be. And that's why you're playing so well together. Good job. Keep that up. Let's listen to The Faraway Place. I'm just enjoying listening to your lush sound. Sometimes cellos and basses, I would like for you to listen a little bit more to one another so we can have even better intonation. It's just a few times where it's not quite locked in. So what you can do is, either in full orchestra rehearsal or in sectionals, spend some time just working on those notes, tuning out of time, out of rhythm, get them locked in, and then work on shifting from note to note, and then put it back in context with the rhythm that's on the page so that you can have that intonation locked in even better and lay down a good foundation for the upper strings to play on top of you. Okay, violins, you're changing bowing on every note here, which is fine, but I feel like it's a little disconnected. Da, 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 etc. If you can move the bow through the notes, imagine that it's continuous and you don't have to stop the bow to change direction, so that there's more of a horizontal flow to the melody here. I think that's going to make that even more lush and beautiful than it already is. Good. The pickups to 44. Da, 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 da. Some of you started to really dig in and put more emphasis on those 3 pickups, but I think you all need to do that. Make sure that you're bowing the same way, you're playing the same length on all of those pickups, so that it takes us to the new section at 44 and it kind of elevates us into the spot. nice contrast of dynamics. You're good, doing a quite good job coming down. All the cellos, that low D is not quite in tune. We need to listen to those big interval leaps. That's a big leap. Another thing to practice slow and out of time is large interval leaps, or any interval leaps where you feel like you're not quite locking in the pitch, and I think that's one of them. You've got some wide leaps in this whole section. That's tough to do. You're shifting a lot. So practice it slowly so you can lock in where that sits from position to position and note to note. Again, overall, everyone, I'm just feeling a pulse of the quarter notes that I'd like to try to eliminate. You want to have this sense of floating through this melody without a specific quarter pulse. I think you can keep that tempo and not slow down while adding a more horizontal feel to the melody, and just it'll flow a lot more easily. Again, very nice release. Good watching. Cellos. So the last three bars. Or da, depending on what part you're dividing up. I think you can bring that line out a little bit more. It's a really beautiful line, and it's something that I didn't hear enough of. I like that you were getting softer. I like that you were tapering off into the end, but I think you can give me more on that section. Likewise, second violins on the bottom part of the DVC in measure 81. Da da do 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 do. I'm saying the wrong notes, but going into 82 and then from beat 1 to beat 2 on 82, put a little bit more emphasis on that and bring that out a bit more. That's an important line that we want to hear. Okay, one of my favorite orchestra composers, Richard Meier. He's got a lot of great music. This is Mantras. Both first and second violins at number 4. I think you can separate just a bit more. I think that'll add to the propulsion of the rhythm and the melody. You might even consider seconds and violas at 10 and seconds at 4, and then at 17 cello, bass, viola and seconds, lifting a bit after that dotted quarter notes so that you can place the and of 2 on the syncopated rhythm and have it a little bit more meaningful, add a little bit more spice to it. It'll be keep us on edge in the audience here. Beautiful transition. You're watching so well. It's smooth. It flowed really well. It's like you're all working together as a unit. You're just a string machine on stage. That's awesome. Coming in after a rest, especially when we all have a lot of stuff together at the same time, is tough to do. You're doing it quite well. Thank you. Maybe just a little bit more second violins here on this section at 66. I'd like to hear a little bit more of your color, your notes. Don't let the first have all the fun. You're being extremely sensitive to one another's playing. You're fitting your parts in quite well together. Make sure we change together from 86 into 87, and then 87 into 88. You're doing quite a good job of watching, as I said earlier. But in particular, during transitions or sections when we change something, when we slow down, we come into a fermata. Look up even more. Look up even more. I mentioned about separating the dotted quarters. I would like to hear the same thing here in this section. Now, at 97... I think the first could bring your part out a little bit more, at least from where I am. When you go into the Divisi part there, I want to hear a little bit more rhythmic precision, a little bit more edge on the beginnings of each note so that we can hear first violins where the notes happen and how the rhythm is different between the two parts. Watch your pitch there, basses and cellos. Nice job saving that magic moment at the end. You just froze and you showed the audience when to clap so they didn't step in your last note. You let it ring in the hall. You kept us all the way through into the silence. That was fantastic. So I made a lot of little comments all the way through, and I hope that they're helpful to you. I hope they're things that you might be able to add to your playing to bring it to an even higher level. I'm very pleased with what I'm hearing. You've got a tone quality and a maturity in your musicianship well beyond your years. You are obviously well trained, and it's obvious that you enjoy playing and have a good time doing what you do. It makes the audience enjoy listening to you. I certainly did. Good luck in your sight reading, and I look forward to hearing you again in the future. Thanks so much. Have a great afternoon.